direct from Vancouver, it is Kiss FM's entertainment reporter, Jeremy Bradley. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning. First off, I've got to say, you two are ruthless on what's your sound today. I mean, I want to give the prizes to the callers. Give them a break. It's Monday. So you know what? I knew what the sound was, but Rob told me I can't play anymore. Lori, you remember how much of a sore loser he was when we played the home game at the staff Christmas party?
Hey, okay, now, right there.
Okay.
Too much information from the entertainment and information reporter right there.
Gossip reporter.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, you had a busy weekend, JB, crisscrossing the country, covering our nation's best in entertainment.
Oh, it's been crazy. It's Toronto for Canada's Walk of Fame on Saturday, over to Vancouver for the Canadian Country Music Association Awards last night. It's been fun, tiring. I don't even know where I am right now, actually.
So what's the highlights from Toronto? You met Howie Mandel and Kim Cattrall from Sex in the City.
Everybody was there. Tom Cochran and Anne Murray, Blue Rodeo, children's author Robert Munch. Quite an event, I must say.
Now, before you went, I dared you to try to shake Howie Mandel's hand because, you know, he has that germ phobia like I do and won't shake hands with people. Did you do it? Come on. Don't let me down.
I didn't. And it's funny because at some of these events, the celebrity handlers will go around beforehand and tell you about specific things you can and can't do, if there's any protocol. There was nothing off limits for Howie, though, but he sort of stepped back from some people when they tried to shake his hand. I should have, rubbed his head or planted a big kiss on him, see how that would have gone over.
that would go over really well, I'm sure.
Yeah. Now, actually, an interesting note, though. Although he's Canadian, Howie actually got a star on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood before in his own hometown.
This means more to me than any other place. I mean, if I had my druthers, I would have never have left. But, you know, I got opportunities presented to me in other places. But it would have been great to grow up here, stay here, and work here. And any time they invite me back, I'm back. But this is the ultimate invitation.
Now, Lori, I know that you're a fan of Robert Munch. He's one of my favorites, too. I asked him to do something pretty difficult.
Can you describe to me Canada in one word?
Wow!
With how many O's?
A lot of them. Yes.
So that was all the fun and excitement there from Toronto. You had a good time, JB?
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, last night we celebrated Canada's best country music. The hottest stars, and the hottest weather, actually.